Well, just a regular rope is what they called them, and then they tied them onto their saddle. And
okay.
Some of them called them lassos.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a lariat?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a farm tool I was wondering about if they had in the old days. It has a wheel on the front of it and a bucket with two handles that you might...
That's a wheelbarrow. Okay. And I've got one out in my garage.
Okay. Now, I was wondering what they, in the old days, what they had called burlap bags.
Gunny sacks.
Okay. Is that what most people called them, or did they call them burlap bags?
No, they called them gunny sacks.
Called them gunny sacks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in this area, what would you call a boat that you might row around on a lake with oars? What would you call that? Would you call that a...
I don't know. We didn't have any lakes of people, and they'd ever had time to do anything like that. So.
Would they call it a rowboat or a canoe?
Well, some of them would probably call them a canoe, and I think more or less.
Okay. And the thing that ranchers would have used to crack at cattle to get them going?
Whip.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a quirt?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you hit your own horse with to get him going?
And they're usually about this short.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Quirt.
Okay. Well, what would they have used in the old days to get farm implements sharp, to get like plows and things sharpened up?
Well, they had a grindstone.
Okay. Okay. And did they have anything like saw horses or saw bucks?
Yep.
Which did they call them?
Saw horses.
Okay. But they did have those in the old days. Okay.
I've got a couple in my garage.
Some things just never...
Well, I never use their belt and lose
their
value.
Right. That's right. We were mentioning fences. I was wondering if they had, in the old days, did they ever build separators... things to separate the land out of stone or rock?
No, it was always wire and boards and things like that.
Is the soil here pretty rocky or?
Very, where we were, really, because we had a flood up in the mountains above our place years and years ago that just washed the whole, all the rocks that we got all came from that cut up there in the mountains.
What is a cut? Is that a low
place? Well, it's just a low place when the rain got so heavy and there was a flood up there and it just cut a hole up in this range.
Huh.
And then all the rocks came down because we were below that cut.
It was like a little lake up there.
Yeah.
It just overflowed made a cut in the side of the mountain.
Uh-huh. You can see it when you go out in the south end of the valley.
Did your house flood then?
We had some flooding, but now further up at the Lynch place, they're... house went down the creek.
Hmm.
They lost a home.
Is that the same thing as a notch or a gap?
Well, I guess you could call it a gap. You've seen it. It's
a gap. I think what they would call a gap here is more like a flat land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this is
in the side of the mountain, mm-hmm. and it just a really.
Mm-hmm. Just cut that just down and came right onto our place, and all the rocks came a-tumbling because these hills are all full of rocks and things.
It's the only place I've seen a cut in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Did y'all make, since it was so rocky, did y'all make a distinction between rocks and stones? Are those two different things, or they mean the
same
thing?
They're just rocks to us, and our place is just covered with them.
And there's not much small...
They're
are very small. And
rocks are all pretty
I've
good size.
I've never heard anybody around here talk about stones.
Great.
It's all rocks.
What kind of, did y'all raise your own hay or crops for your cattle?
Yes.
Hay and alfalfa.
And then we'd have maybe oats and barley and wheat for the grains.
I see. What kind of plows did they have in the old days?
Well,
Can you remember?
Just sulky plows, they called them. And you had to put horses in front of them to pull them. They were the kind that you had handles back here and you walked behind them. They didn't have riding plows and things years ago.
And you called that a what kind?
Sulky plow.
Do you know how that's spelled?
S-U-L-K-Y, I guess.
Yes, S-U-L.
Sulky means a horse? Is that what a sulky is?